beadwork is utilized that dazzles the sight in order to invite the perverted gazes of man. It is absolutely tragic and heartbreaking to know that a multi-million dollar industry is also developing among Muslims with similar objects. That is contrary to the modesty Islam demands of them. Dressing in flimsy, tight, transparent or revealing clothing is tantamount to furthering the objective of Shaitan, because he desires to delude women. As the Quran says, never let Shaitan mislead you as he removed your parents' masjid. But we can see even wearing the burqa, it must not be such that it attracts the man. It must be such that it distracts the man. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Rahmanir Rahim. Alam tara anna Allah anzala minas samai ma'a fa akhrajna bihi thamaratin mukhtalifan alwan. And there is no smell in that rain either. And it falls onto the dead ground, ground that we trample upon, that we don't have any value for. We walk on it, we spit on it, and when we urinate on it, etc. On such ground, Allah says that water, which has got no color, no taste, no smell, but it's got a different effect. Who has done all this? We enjoy the fruit all the time, but don't we see the qudrat of Allah, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, first, when you enjoy any ni'mat of Allah, think from where did this ni'mat come? How did Allah send it? Then enjoy the ni'mat and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for the one with another. But there are all different effects below them. Below some sand, there is a diamond mine. And below other sand, there is a coal mine. Other sand is only fit for a banana plantation. Another sand is only fit for a mealy plantation. Allah has made all this by which a person should recognize
are written. So that we should try and do, increase our durood on a Friday as much as we can. Try, target 1,000, but as much as we can. We should try and read durood sharif. The other is to read salatu tasbih. It's a special namaz, which is the how to do it is written in the kitabs, based is at least the time close on to maghrib, 5 minutes before maghrib. And even if from a Friday, come earlier for maghrib. And even if you're not in the masjid 5 minutes earlier, while you are coming, make dua. You can make dua that time. If you come in the masjid and make dua 5 minutes earlier, mashallah, what to say. But otherwise, while you are coming, make inshallah. Wa akhiru hafiz. And especially in the house, you can't believe it. This is, you were the person, Allahu Akbar, one person gave a beautiful example. The food that you, the dog's food you give in its bowl, in a plate, and also the spoon, etc. You get a top guest.
I feel that jerk, that jolt of it, a movement in my heart. He says I could feel by that ishara of Mawla Tanvi rahmatullahi alayh. Thereafter they say, what was the status of Mawla Alim Yasab rahmatullahi alayh? He says, how didn't he annihilate himself, that he would be standing outside the door of the khanqa, and when people would come in, the great mufassir of the Quran, Allama of his time, when people would come into the khanqa, he will straighten the
What is that and what is this? So those people whom Allah has blessed with Quran Sharif, the respect and honor of the Quran Sharif is also absolutely essential, and know the value of it. So after tilawat of Quran Sharif, then we must go on to the amal of Quran
Sharif. That and the ridicule of the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, that now they did not want to even see the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And this is a very, very sad condition of a person when he does not even want to see the righteous and the pious. From here we should also take a great lesson. When the Jamaats come to our doors for gusht, it must not be that we feel, oh, what a burden, now they hear again. Same old story again. This is not a good sign at all. We should be happy that these people are sacrificing. We are weak. We cannot respond. We do not take part. But when they come to our door, we should give them a good hearing and listen properly, and not feel like the children come and inform us, Jamaat is here. And then we pass some bad comments about them. that why are they here, what they want here again, etc. This is a very bad sign. We should be very careful of that, that any of the righteous and the pious people, and also today it has become common that the ulama who invite us towards righteousness, we don't want to listen to them. We try and avoid, even if we are sitting, but our mind is somewhere else. We don't want to accept. This is not a good sign. This was the last and the height of insolence of the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, that when he invited them, they showed this great indifference, and they did not want to see him also, and they did not want to that he must even see them. Just the eyes of a pious person fall on us, that is also great goodness for us. But when we reach that stage that we don't want to even that they associate with us, and we feel they are what we say kawab ma arko, that they are just always causing problems. When we are having, for example, a walima, and one alim told the people there that stop all this qirat you are having, you invited us for a walima, not for a qirat and not for bayan and that. So they don't like such ulama, people who stop the photography, people who stop the music that's carrying on, the intermingling, then we don't like such people. We say, if these people are not here, it's better. Don't let this person be here. So this is what Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam complained to Allah, that is how his people treated him. وَصَرُّ or zidki, and they were stubborn. And not only the word stubborn, but to the height of stubbornness. They were just not prepared to listen. وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا or غُرُورْ kiya, bara غُرُور. And they were very proud, and they showed great haughtiness and pride, that we got nothing to do with this year. We will lead our lives as we want to. We will carry on doing what we want to. Nobody must tell us how we must have our weddings, how we must dress, how we must spend our holidays. Nobody must tell us anything of that. We will do whatever we want to. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا پھر میں نے ان کو بلایا برملا. And then I called them in public. Loudly and clearly also I invited them. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا پھر میں نے ان کو کھول کر کہا اور چھپ کر کہا چھپکے سے. And then I called them in the gatherings, wherever I got an opportunity. Loudly I called them, individually I called them, softly I spoke to them. In other words, I left no stone unturned. Oh Allah, I've tried 950 years. Besides this handful of people, the rest of them are just not prepared to accept. And then further we read how he still carried on complaining that how the people are not responding and listening. We should, whenever we are given the talk of deen, we should give it a due attention, and we should listen properly. By the barakat of that, Allah will open our hearts, and we will be also be able to accept the truth. Otherwise we will become, our hearts will get more and more closed, and we won't want to accept the truth. وآخر دعوانا.